Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It's Fortune Cookie Friday, and somewhere I have a fortune cookie. Where'd my fortune cookie go? I lost my fortune cookie. Did Bubbles come to steal it? Seriously. I had a fortune cookie. Oh, I got it. Fortune cookie! I got a fortune cookie today. Today, I want to go over... It's Fun Friday. Oh, and last night, I posted up... Dwayne Hill Jr.'s interview. I thought it was a really excellent interview. It was good. I'm going to definitely get him to come to a future meetup to talk about doing as being a Scrum Master to help host events for Agile Scrum Alliance. So that'll be something interesting. People might be interested in how that works. And also, I put up a post next Wednesday. We have our meetup. I confirmed. Amit Kumar and I are going to talk about conversations about why we should ask questions. And everyone in the meetup group, if they get into the Zoom call, remember you have to RSVP for the Zoom call. We'll get to participate and talk and ask questions and bring their own perspective on getting people to ask questions. You know, it's a tough thing to do. It's a good tool to have for Scrum Masters. And if you are a Scrum Master, I really recommend coming to that session to understand where that comes from. And okay, we're going to have a little fun. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way to bring more value to our customers and not work at crazy hours to bring that value to customers and have a little fun along the way. And today I kind of want to go over the results from last week. Talked about that game I was going to play with the experiment with the kids and the results and everything like that. I was going to share them today. Because it was interesting results. Now, the game we played was slope-game.github.io. So it's a slope game. It's like a ball goes down all these ramps. It was suggested by the students. I didn't pick the game. They picked the game. And I said, oh, that's a perfect game for this experiment. And I asked them to contribute. I did not supply the game. There's a difference. This is what a servant leader does. This is how you get the people involved to provide it. And it actually turned out the kids loved the game so much. They were all playing it during their snack break in the morning after they had the class. Even though the class was total, I don't know, it phases off kids and everything. It was terrible. But it was fun. I had fun. And then it went downhill from there. Anyway, they did good. So let's see, look at some of the results. So I got fifth grade, seventh grade, I got a fourth grade, I got an eighth grade, and I got a third grade, all who participated in this experiment. So I got a couple different grades. Now, when I did the experiment, I didn't get to do all three because it was just not going to happen, right? The attention span, I think even for adults, is not that far. I had them all play it individually, right? And then when I went around and took their score, and they give me a high score, maybe they got there or I saw it or whatever, I wrote it down. And then after that, I had them all group in fours because that's how many people are at their table. I said, okay, you're a team, you're a team, you're a team. Now pick someone who's going to be the driver of the game and you all cheer them on. Some people got a little over the top misinterpreting what I meant by cheering, but that's okay. It's part of life. They're kids. They do stuff. They learn their lessons, right? So this one grade, so their score, and here's the observation. Well, let me give you some scores, and then let me share some observations, and you can debate with me and comment back if you like whether or not I got the right numbers. And I can probably share these numbers in a post. Maybe I'll do that in a post on LinkedIn. But like one table got 33, 24, 5, and 36. And then when they did it as an individual, they got a 17 and then a 35. So interesting. The next table got a 5, 5, 15, 11. But then as a team, they got a 36 and 29, right? Another table got a 5, 1, and 6. But then as a team, they got a 22 and 27. And maybe I just go through this one group, you know, one thing. You don't need to go through all. Maybe I'll take snapshots of everything I posted up on LinkedIn later. Next group got a 25, a 13, and 6. But then as a group, they got a 26 and 28. So when they cheered on somebody to be the driver, they got a better score. One group got a 6-1, 50. I don't know if they really got a 50, but I'll write it down. 1, because it's not a scientific poll. And then as a group, they got a 24-12, right? And then the last group, they actually got worse. There's only one group got worse. It happens everywhere. 5-24, 5-13, and they got a 5-7. And just because that group was really what actually went down. So let's look at 7th grade. They got 12-2, 6-12, and then they got a 12-17. Another group got highs between 12s and 15, and they got a 15-22. And then the next group got between 11-23 and 5 and a 23-13. And the next group got a 19-6s, 12s, and a 15-10. The next group got 12s, 13-6, and 12, and then 25-22. One group had a 5-11-6, and then they got a 23-15. And then last group got a 5-38-7, 5, and a 29-11. So it's a mixed result. Though I will say the trend was Taylor studies are living well and happy. That when the ones that had people over top looking at them, they did a little bit better. Like if your odds were, think of it this way. If you wanted to have 4 individuals working and you get whatever the high score of those 4 individuals, you don't get all 4, but you get the high score of the 4, you get 1 score. But then if you had 1 person driving and the other 4 cheering them on, or the other 3 cheering on, you get a higher score, right? So, but you only get 1 score. What would you do? I would do the group one because it tends to get a higher score than the 4 individual ones. If that's your goal, like if you were in a competition and it's the highest score out of the group, the individual scores don't rank up quite as much as the group cheering on score. So maybe the teaming thing does work and they do produce better. And maybe Taylor, doctor, I don't know if he was a doctor, but Taylor studies, maybe Taylor studies on people watching over you is actually true. So, but then there were some, you know, holdouts where some where people did worse or did better when they were individuals. So there is that. We always talk about those shining lights that are really good at what they do. And they might bring the rest of the team down, but the rest of the team did better. So it's a mixed bag. But I want to share that results, give you an idea. Take it for what it is. It was fun. Again, it was slope-game.github.io. We played a game. It might be just something fun to do as a team. It was, like I said, they all got addicted to it. Then they all started playing it. Some of the groups, I think one group actually, all these, one group where they were all 6s, and then in the end they got a 58. You know, one group was 16, 8, 15, and 6, and then the next thing they know, they got a 50. I don't know. Maybe they're just better at it, but as a group, they got a better score. So anyway, that's what I want to share with you today. Think about that. It was fun. It was a good thing. I think you can do that as a group and everybody can talk about their scores. It was really simple. Simple game. Just a ball rolling down ramps. It was pretty awesome. And then again, I do it once again. Of course. The Fortune Cookie Friday. Let's do this. Let's get this going. Fortune Cookie Friday. Don't forget to check out Dwayne's interview last night that I put up. It's on podcasts. It's in YouTube. It's in all the things. It was really good, interesting conversation. Maybe you can become, he can be your Scrum Buddies coaching person. So anyway, Fortune Cookie. Let's see what the Fortune Cookie has to say today. Oh, and I got some stuff based on Friday that I'm going to be bringing into the show. You'll see. It'll be interesting. One who admires you greatly is hidden before your eyes. One who admires you greatly is hidden before your eyes. I'm going to say this. My daughter asked me, why do you do YouTube? You don't make as much money on the YouTube. One, because I like it. And there's always someone I help out there, get some piece of information that helps them along their day. Or maybe I confirm their thoughts on the process. So it's always nice to think, am I just thinking this all by myself, or is there other people in the world that think that? So, you know, I don't always get feedback. I would love more feedback, but there's always someone out there that admires what you're doing and that work you're doing. So don't give up on what you're doing. And if you like it, keep going, you know, find ways. If you want to reach out to me and have a conversation, I'm there to coach. You can join my Slack channel. You can ask me anything on the Slack channel except personal stuff. I won't go there unless you ask me about Cub Scouts. I can talk that, or teaching kids. I can talk that. But there's always somebody out there that admires you. You may not see it. They may not tell you. They appreciate what you do. Not everyone shares. It'd be nice they would share more often, but that's okay. You know, it's up to you. How do you feel about yourself? Maybe the one who admires you greatly is hidden before your eyes. Maybe it's yourself, and not to say in a selfish way, but you know, sometimes you just like, hey, I took a step forward. No one may appreciate what I just did or the sacrifice I made, but admire yourself for taking that sacrifice as a servant leader for the team. Well, that's what I got for this. I hope that works for you. And I wish you try the game. If you do one of those Wednesday night things I always talk about, the slope-game.github.io, they loved it. They loved that game. Those kids really enjoyed it. And like I said, they went off and started playing by themselves. I had no idea. So I had the results of the scoring, but the real result was every kid in that class, even though I had a lot of problems running in that class, they were all over the plant. They went and played it by themselves. They enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting that result. Whatever. Anyway, don't forget Wednesday night, our meetup, Amit Kumar and myself, we're going to talk about conversation. We're going to have conversation about asking questions. I hope you get to join us. Hope you sign up for the Zoom link because I got to keep the hackers out. So I got to use the Zoom link and let me know. With that, I want to wish you all a great day. Happy scrumming. And I'll see you again probably next week. Bye.